Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy New Year to the head coach, Rod Brind'Amour. Did you make any resolutions?
Not really. I mean, it's those are tough to stick to. So we have daily resolutions, and let's see if we can get through those.
Are those daily resolutions centered around continuing to be about 42% on the power play?
Oh yeah. Well, if we could continue that, that'd be huge. Obviously, it's probably not quite sustainable, but you know, it's such a big part of the game, and we're going to need it tonight. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's what the Rangers are about. But specific to what has gone well on your power play, is there any, you know, obvious difference for you other than the puck is finding the back of the net?
Well, I mean, listen, we made a couple of subtle changes with personnel. A couple of guys, you know, switched units and moved Jack Jury's been on it. Shazy came in on it. But really, Sesh coming back is a huge help. When you're one of your best goal scorers is not in the lineup, that's going to affect not just your 5-on-5, but it's going to affect your power play. So having him come back has been a nice boost. But at the end of the day, really, I think it's just been we've been getting puck to go in, which, you know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, it's obviously been great. The numbers don't lie, not just the last handful of games, but the last 10 games. It has been 15 power play goals, even multiple power play goals in just about all of those games. Sebastian Aho, for the first time in 7 years, maybe 6 years, the Carolina Hurricanes have somebody who was named first star of the week. What has his game been like other than the production lately?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, I think, you know, it's hard to put your finger on. Is he playing that much better or anything? I mean, I just think he's getting results. And, you know, I think he always plays that pretty solid game and just doesn't necessarily got rewarded. And certainly his last few games, everything he's touching has turned to gold. So hopefully that continues.
Maybe you should play him more.
Yeah. Well, I think I got him at a pretty good number. So, but trust me, I get him out there every chance we can.
So you and I have talked about the SAT line, Svechnikov, Teravainen, and Aho together. And over the past years, it has not really produced. You went to it coming out of Christmas. What have you liked about the results, at least, from whatever limited, because there's been so much specialty play. What have you liked about their 5-on-5 game as a group?
Well, I've been fairly solid, right? I mean, I don't know that they've produced a ton of goals. Like you said, most of it's come from the special team, the variety. But, you know, it's certainly you're putting those guys together. And really what's happened is we moved Jarvi to play Obligiordo. And, you know, trying to just get a little more balance to our attack. And, you know, I don't know that it's really paid off in droves, but we're getting a different look. And especially on the road where the matchups are a little tougher, gives us a little more depth.
What do you like about Seth's fit with Martinook and Staal?
Well, I think, you know, for one thing, playing with Marty and Giordo, they're going to get a lot of zone time. And, you know, you get a little quicker guy in there, maybe a little more touch. That, you know, they create a lot of chances. So you would hope that, you know, maybe putting him there, get a little more, you know, a little more offense. And, you know, Jarvi's been getting tons of chances. So, you know, I think he hasn't even been rewarded for all the opportunities he's been getting. So hopefully, you know, be able to just cash in a little more.
Rod Brind'Amour is joining us before the Hurricanes take on the Rangers tonight. When you put Seth there, it meant that you moved Jesper Fast out, and he will not play tonight. And I thought, especially in the first two games out of the holiday, I thought you could make the argument that he was, if not your best, certainly one of your best two or three players in those two games. That's a tough miss for you, especially in New York.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, he's one of those guys that probably doesn't get a lot of credit, but you know, he counted on immensely to, number one, either if he's with Jordo playing against the best players, trying to shut them down, and he's a big part of the penalty kill. And so, yeah, he's sorely missed, but, you know, that's what happens. So you gotta move on.
All right, we went this far. We haven't mentioned Pyotr Kochetkov. Six of his last eight starts, he's allowed two goals or fewer. You've got points. I think it's 4-0-2 in that stretch. He has been great of late. What have you seen from him? Do you see confidence building? What has been the difference, you think, for him?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you. I mean, I think he's just, for sure, you know, he's made some great saves, but really for me, in the games we've won, or certainly, you know, played better. He's not letting any ones where you're like, oh man, that can't go in. So
right.
I think those are the big differences, right? We need just consistent play out of him, and if he's great, that's awesome. But just, you know, keep holding us in the games and giving us a chance to win.
Can you gain confidence from allowing a goal? Because I still don't understand why Toronto's second goal was – I mean, I don't – did we get a view that showed that puck was in the net?
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for pack therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, you know, now we're going to the review system, and you know my thoughts there. So
right.
You're down to some guy's bias in a lot of ways, I think, in those calls. So I don't know. Thankfully, it didn't matter.
Like, right.
It was kind of a non, you know, at that time of the game, it makes no difference. But, yeah, it took away probably a save of the year, that's for sure.
It was a great save, an absolutely incredible save. I know you gave Jacob Slavin the T-shirt. How good? People look at numbers and all that. How good has he been, especially lately?
Well, I don't know if I could say even lately. It's kind of in general, all every night he's pretty solid, and that's the, you know, mark of a great player. Just, you know what you're getting every night. And, you know, if he's not one of the better players, defenders in the league, I don't know who would be. So. We know how much how important he is to our group, and you know, he just does it nightly.
All right, before I let you go, the mission tonight against the Rangers, that we know they have an elite power play, we know they have a great goaltender. What is the plan tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, without talking about the obvious, staying out of the box would be huge, and then just try to, you know, get the game going that we play well at is, you know, put the puck in on them and stress on them and try to, you know, pressure them into making some turnovers. And, you know, obviously you're going to have to get a lot of pucks in that to speak on. You know, like you said, he's a world-class goalie, so he's not going to give you a freebie. So we gotta go earn one.
Good luck tonight against the Rangers. I will talk to you at the end of the week.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Thinking about starting a new fitness or weight loss program? I've got a story you have to hear. I'm Lacey Green, a super trainer with Body. I had a client who came to me because she was really frustrated that every gym or trainer she tried made her feel bad because she was a beginner. She had tried it all, but she just felt humiliated. And that's when we started working together, and I took her through my 3-week program called For Beginners Only. Once she realized that she wasn't the problem and that she just needed the right program, she started to get results, and now she's completely unstoppable and feeling so confident. And I can do the same for you. On the Body app, subscribers lose 5 to 10 pounds consistently in their first month. And I bet you will too. And right now, I'm inviting you to sign up for a one-year subscription to Body. And I'll give you $100 of in-home fitness equipment for free. But this is a limited time offer for the next 500 beginners who want to get started. So to get your $100 in free gear right now, just go to body.com. That's body with an I.com. Again, B-O-D-I.com.